Pesachim Yerushalmi, Korathayim to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Nun Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chavzayin on the base at the Mishnah. Mokum Shinagu Lechol Tzli Belele Pesachim Oichlim. Mokum Shinagu Shloi Lechol Ein Oichlim. In a place where it's the custom to eat roasted meat on the night of Pesach, one may do so. If the custom is not to eat it, one may not. Mokum Shinagu Ladlik Esaneh Belele Yom Kippurim Madlikim. Mokum Shinagu Shloi Ladlik Ein Madlikim. Malikim bate knesiyos v'bate midrashos v'mavoyis afelim v'al gabei hacholim. In a place where the custom is to light candles on the night of Yom Kippur, one lights. If the custom is not to light, one may not light. One lights in shuls and bate medrash, in dark alleys and over the sick. The Gemara says, Rabbi Abba, boy, kaimi Rabbi Imi, afilu basar egel. Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Imi, is it also permitted to eat roast calf? Amalei, afilu basar egel, yes, even roast calf. Afilu basar oif. And even is it applied to roast chicken? Amalei, afilu basar oif, yes, even roast chicken. Savin meima, afilu beitza, afilu korkus. They thought to even include a roasted egg and a roast fish in the prohibition. Amrav Yudan, Beruvchanin, Ravad, Menashchita. Rav Yudan rejected that, saying no, it only applies to food that was slaughtered. Tani, Rav Shimon Elazar, Ime, Yom Kippurim, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, afilu b'makam shelo nagu ladlik, madlikin. Rav Shimon Elazar says in the Brisa, if Yom Kippur occurs on Friday, on Shabbos, one lights even in a place where the custom is not to light. Reb Simon b'shem Reb Shimon ben Levi, Reb Yosef ben Shaul b'shem Rebbe, halacha k'Reb Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Simon quoting Reb Shimon ben Levi and Reb Yosef quoting Rebbe both say the halacha follows Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Dora shebchiya ba'aba leTiveria k'adod Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Chiya ba'aba expounded in Tiveria like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Yosef Amala, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, b'shem Rav Yonason, Rav Chizkiya, v'Amila, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, b'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Mokum Shenagu Ladlik, Meshubach, Mimokum Shenagu Shloi Ladlik. Rav Yochanan, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman said that those that light are more praiseworthy than those who do not light. Am Rav Yomia, Teidu Shukain, Shor Yom Kippurim, Shechal Yeth B'Shabbos, Afilu Mokum Shenagu Shloi Ladlik Madlikin. Rav Yirmiyah says that we can prove this from the fact that if Yom Kippur occurs on Shabbos, that one lights even in a place where the custom is not to light. Rav Abba Rav Simon Treyon Amrin Teid Lachashu Kain Shehari Aish Hazeh Sanua Veinu Meshamesh Mitosel Oraneh. Rav Abba and Rav Simon prove it from saying that a man is modest and will not have marital relations to the light of a candle, so the candle prevents him from transgressing this prohibition on Yom Kippur. Ben Kamandam Madlikin, Ben Kamandam Ein Madlikin, Bibni Hegel Aveira. Mandam Madlikin, Chuvoya, Mizbayesh, Mandam Ein Madlikin, Shleyura, Vyasabe. Both according to the opinion that one lights and the opinion that one does not light, it is to prevent marital relations. One lights in order that he will be embarrassed and refrain from relations. One does not light in order that he will not see his wife and desire her. Tani, Afilu Batiknesios, Vabatim Merchatois, Lachin Svicha, Afilu Mokam Shleynagul Adlik Madlikin. The Baisa taught that even one who even may even light in shuls and bathhouses, neither permitted even according to the custom that one does not light. Yom Kippurim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Mau Ladiach Kevashim Veshlokos Min HaMilcha Lemalam. The Gemara asks, if Yom Kippur occurs on Shabbos, may one wash pickled and boiled vegetables after the time of Mincha? It's certainly permitted if Yom Kippur occurs on a weekday. Mau Amar Oso, Rav Lazar Amar Muta. Rav prohibited it and Rav Lazar permitted it. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Elazar, Ma'atam Amru Madichim Kvashim Shlokos Min HaMilcha Lemalon B'pnei Sakona Shnihi Yom Kippurim Shechal Yos Lechol. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha quoting Rabbi Elazar prove it. One may wash pickled and boiled vegetables if Yom Kippur occurs on a weekday after the time of Mincha because of danger that one needs to have food ready immediately after the fast. If so, surely this would apply on Shabbos as well. Heisiv Rabbi Chananya Chavon de Rabbonon Masnisa Pliga al Rav Elazar Yom Kippurim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Chalos Mischalkos Le'erev. Rabbi Chananya questions this statement of Rav Elazar from a Mishnah. If Yom Kippur occurs on Shabbos, the showbreads lechem upon him are divided in the evening after Shabbos, but during the afternoon one may not, as one may not prepare on Shabbos for afterwards. Shnihi Shalidei Shehu Dava Kal Shema Yishkech V'Yechal. The Gemara answers, dividing the showbreads is a brief act and there's a concern that it will get eaten. However, washing vegetables is a lengthy process and in the meanwhile he remembers that he may not eat them. He says, Rav Pinchas, Masnisa, Rav Elazar, Pliga, Loya, Yom Kippurim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Shabbosoin, Shavus, Rav Chol, Shavosoin, Shavus. In Bachol, עד שבס, לקוש כמה שבס, לסוכה דלוי אפילו דבורים שעד מותה לסייסם בחור, עד שבס עליהם בשבס, ואיזה זו הדוחס כבר שם בשלוקליס. ופנחס אסט אגן זה בלעזף מבייסה, when Yom Kippur occurs on Shabbos, Shabbosoin commands us to rest. And also when it occurs on a weekday, Shabbosoin commands us to rest. If one must rest when Yom Kippur occurs on a weekday, certainly one must rest if it occurs on Shabbos. If so, it's teaching that even acts that one may perform during the week on Yom Kippur, one must refrain from doing them on Shabbos on Yom Kippur. This is referring to washing pickles and boiled vegetables. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Abu Nirin Dvorim b'dor shedarkoi lavoi b'tzoinen b'dor shedarkoi lavoi b'roifchem ad deyeder golshe hu mekanev. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, quoting Rabbi Abu, answered, it appears that one is permitted to prepare vegetables that are usually served cold. They involve a lot of preparation and will be dangerous to wait after the fast until they're ready. However, it's prohibited to prepare those that are usually served hot, as one could wash them whilst the water is heating up to cook them. Haba mana im oima at kain, af mizbayish, v'lai mekane v'nimsa balidei sakana. Rav Mana objects, he says if you say that, he will be embarrassed to show that he wishes to eat them cold, as it looks like he's gluttonous and he wants to eat quickly, and he will refrain from washing them, and will come to danger after the fast when the food is not ready. Haba bar koimi rabbi imi, mar la dich kvashim v'shlokos min amincha ulamalon, amalei shari. Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Imi if it's permitted to wash pickled and boiled vegetables after mincha, and Rabbi Imi responded that it's permitted. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha shaled Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossa, mar ladich kvashim reshlokos min amincha ulamalon amalei shari. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha asked Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossa if it's permitted to wash pickled and boiled vegetables after mincha, and he responded that it's permitted. Rabbi Zeira bar Kami Rabbi Imi, mar umeima lechalita avid li chalita amalei shari. Reb Zeira asked Reb Imi if it's permitted to ask a Gentile who is making chalitos, which is a baked item, to also bake from on Yom Kippur in order that it be ready for after the fast. Reb Imi responded that it's permitted. Aved li tupin shari aved li petila amrei loi ma bein ze lezeh ze oichal nefesh ve ze ein oichal nefesh. He also asked if he can ask the Gentile to bake him tofin, which is a dough baked several times, and Reb Imi permitted it. But when he asked about asking the Gentile to prepare a wick, Reb Imi prohibited it. What's the difference between them? Those are for food, and this is not. We come now to the next Mishnah in Halacha Hey. Mokom Shinagu Lasos Malacha B'Tishabav Oisim, Mokom Shinagu Shlo Lasos Ein Oisim. Mishnah says that in a place where the custom is to do Malacha on Tishabav, one may do so. In a place where the custom is not to do Malacha, one may not do so. Evachol Mokom Talmidei Chachamim B'Teilim. In all places, Talmidei Chachamim do not do Malacha. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that everyone can make himself into a Talmid Chacham for this law. The Gemara says Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish b'shem Rabbi Yudan, Nesir, ke matmiya yasu kol adam adzman Talmid Chachamim, kol adzman legozu chachamim b'teila b'tishabav. The Gemara says that Rabbi Avun and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, quoting Rabbi Yudan, say that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that everyone can make himself into a Talmid Chacham. This would negate the entire decree. Rather than a place where the custom is to do malacha, even Talmidei Chachamim should do so.